Welcome to Reflecting God. In 587 BC, when the Judeans, who had been deported from their homeland in the Babylonian captivity, were given permission to return, they came back with high hopes. But their hopes did not materialize and disillusionment set in. The prophet is telling them that the problem is not with God's ability to fulfill his promises, but he is hindered by their sinfulness. This is the same truth James declares. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. The situation referred to in Isaiah is a national situation. It suggests that God's response to our private prayers may be conditioned by our integrity or lack of it. Our assurance is that God is always attentive to our petitions. His strength is available to grant us what is within his will. But he will not be a cosmic bellhop responding to our every whim. Let us be sure that we are attuned to his will and are willing to submit to it. Then we can rest in our Father's comfort and care. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.